This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, Place to Be Nation. Welcome to the newest episode of your NWA Power Recap. It is our fifth episode recap, but it is the 20th episode of Power. And the official title that the NWA had this week was called Stand and Defend. And speaking of defending, we have two title matches that occurred this past week on Power. And some more announcements pertaining to, of course, the big show coming up on April 19th. Down in College Park, Georgia. But let me bring in my compadre, the doctor, Dr. G, George Bellino. Now, unlike your pal Aaron Judge, can you do this podcast through a stress fracture in your rib?
I don't even want to talk about that.
Well, but if there's players that have to sit out because of the Dos Equis virus, that's what I call it now. Every time I mention it, I'm just going to come up with another beer. The Modelo virus, the Bud Light Lime virus, whatever. Anyway, it's good to have you, Doctor. Yes, this past
glad
week, the 20th episode of NWA Power from the studios, Stand and Defend. They're going back to kind of their moderate length episodes. This one was 53 minutes and 55 seconds. They had a few couple weeks where it was over an hour, but now they're kind of back down to more manageable levels. And again, big show this week. Both the World Television title was on the line and the World Tag Team titles were on the line. Plus, again, more stuff about the Crockett Cup. So why don't we hop in? We start with the end of last week's episode, that stare down between Camille and our women's world champion, Thunder Rosa. And we'll get more into Camille and that situation. Of course, the whole Melina thing, and she got chased off by Allison Kay, and then Camille smacked Allison Kay around, and then Camille and Thunder Rosa matched glares before Thunder Rosa left. So we go to our man Sean Mooney in the I don't know. Did Vince copyright the word event center? I don't know if he did. He usually copyrights everything. But anyway, he's in the NWA event center, I guess. Let's us know about our two title matches tonight, and then we head to the GPB studios. I'm saying it much more fluidly now. You notice that?
I'm enjoying Sean Mooney, though. It's just old school. Kind of brings it back, you know.
Well, I think it was definitely good hiring to add credibility to the show, and of course he hosts the new show, Circle Squared, which has a couple of episodes next week. We'll get more into the schedule in a minute because they make some big announcements later in the program about what's coming up in the month of March. But I agree with you. I like it as well. We jump right into the ring, Dr. G, for our first match. And yes, after his cheap win in the triple threat match last week, Zicky Dice gets his second World Television Championship match with our champion, Ricky Starks.
You notice they're calling all the belts worlds now?
Yes.
In the show?
Yeah. And what's funny is, for years and years, it didn't say the belt doesn't even say it. The belt says television heavyweight wrestling champion. It doesn't even say world on it, which is pretty funny. But anyway, yes, every belt is world. Well, except the national champion, which we'll get to in a minute, because his promo made me laugh my ass off, and I'll tell you why when we get there. He was funny. So anyway, Zicky Dice, after the cheap pin last week in the triple threat with Starks and Matt Cross, got his second television title shot. This is match number three for Ricky Starks in his quest for the Lucky Seven, for those that haven't been paying up on it or just starting to watch NWA and listening to our show. Welcome. It's good to have you. The Lucky Seven that they're doing in the NWA is, if Ricky Starks, and I guess any future TV champions, can successfully retain, not defend, successfully retain the title for seven consecutive matches, he gets a World Heavyweight Championship match, a shot at Sweet Charlotte. What I mean by that is, He doesn't. The champion doesn't necessarily have to win the match. He just has to outlast the 6 minutes and 5 seconds. He could win the match, obviously, but he either wins the match or can outlast his opponent for the 6 minutes and 5 seconds to a draw. If he could do that 7 consecutive times, he gets a shot at Sweet Charlotte, whoever the champion may be. So this is Ricky Stark's third match. He beat Zicky Dice for the first one, and then he beat Matt Cross for the second one. So he gets another shot here, and I think going in, everybody thought this would just be yet another defense for Ricky Starks to keep his stretch going and eventually get to a title shot. But
what I tell you, you never know.
In a back and forth, I know, in a back and forth match, and Zicky Dice actually dictated the tempo a lot. Ricky Starks looked like he was about to get the job done, but just like Owen Hart did to Brett at Madison Square Garden at WrestleMania 10, Zicky Dice grabs the legs, and in 5 minutes and 5 seconds, yes, folks, we have a new world television champion. The guy's got a pink fanny pack. Who'd have thunk it?
But now he wears the belt where the fanny pack was.
That's right. What does he wear? A belt. That's right. A belt. We'll get more into that in a minute. What'd you think of this decision to switch the belt here, switch the title here?
You know, again, I like the unpredictability. And, you know, it was funny because when we first saw Zicky Dice, I think we spoke about it last week. We were like, this is going to be some guy that's, you know, not like a jobber, but, you know, it's going to
like
be
like an SD Jones
low card. Yeah. Just low card guys, you know, that's, you know, it's a good heel, but here's your, world television champion.
That's right.
And, you know, I like it. I mean, we mentioned last week, I think he's a good heel. And now he's going to, I think they're going to have him go through the Lucky Seven. I don't think he's going to get the world title shot, but they're going to, again, I'm making predictions here and I have no idea, but I just think, you know, you're going to see a lot of chicken shit heel stuff that he's going to do.
Yep.
And I guess just like you wrote in your notes here, you couldn't believe it. I mean, I guess I couldn't believe it myself. I didn't think they were going to do it yet, but that's what I like. I like the unpredictability.
Yeah, I do too. And I didn't think Zicky Dice was going to be the guy to do it. I thought they would maybe give it to Matt Cross.
We didn't think Ricky Starks was going to be the
world's
television champion. So, I mean, again, this is what I'm loving about all this. And I know I keep saying it every week, but I just love the unpredictability and the fact that, these are not like long matches or anything, but the action inside the ring makes sense. The psychology all makes sense.
Right. No, I agree.
And the way they're building these storylines. And again, we're not able to predict it. I mean, I guess somebody could have said, Zicky Dice is going to be the champion. I mean, it's easy to say that now, but if you told me, you and I discussed it a little bit last week, I would say Ricky Starks was going to win.
Right.
And I would have been wrong.
Now, of course, we were both very good and did not spoil, check spoilers, or we didn't go to Wikipedia and see who the television champion is. I don't do that. That's one thing about NWA that I'm enjoying is that I'm not going to ruin it for myself by going to Lords of Pain because, you know, sites like that in PW Insider, any of those kind of sites that have taping results, I avoid them. I avoid them. I watch Power every week, just like I watch AEW Dynamite or Raw or New Japan or anything else that may be taped. Well, Raw's not, but like when Raw's in England, I try to avoid the spoilers. I like still being surprised. So even though all of these shows were taped, the 2 days after Hard Times, I've been enjoying.
Yeah, I
close to the vest.
Didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't know either. I mean, I try to avoid it as much as possible. But I just love it. I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna say this was a 5-star match or anything like that. I mean, again, that's not what it's supposed to be. But I thought they put I thought they put in a good match for the 5 minutes and 5 seconds. And Zicky Dice is just becoming one of those hated heels that you want to just smack in the mouth.
You could laugh at him all you want with his weird physique and all his stupid tats and the pink tights and the fanny pack. But you know what? He's a champion now, and that annoys you even more. And I think that's what makes the character pretty entertaining.
No doubt.
So, Tom Latimer comes out, one member of Strictly Business, right after the match, and has Joe Galli come over, kind of threatens him. Joe Galli, that little pencil neck geek, comes over.
I like Steve Bennett goes, "You better go over there because he's going to come over here."
Yeah, you meant to go over there, Joe.
He always causes problems.
I love Stu Bennett. I love his voice. Anyway, Tom Latimer breaks his balls because if you've been watching Power from the beginning back in October, Joe Galli has been obsessed with getting Camille to talk. Back when you know, as far back as he's been with, as she's been with our national treasure, the world's heavyweight champion Nick Aldis. He's been trying to get her to talk every week. Well, now it's kind of, you know, we know now that Tom Latimer and Camille are actually a couple in real life. And that her and Nick are just business associates. She's part of the faction. So Tom Latimer says to go, Joe Galli, you've wanted this so bad. You want it so bad. Well, you're getting it. On the next episode of Power, Camille will speak. Finally going to hear Camille speak on the next episode of Power. Or will she? Or is this just a smokescreen? I like the mystery about Camille. She's like China, you know, or one of the original kind of muscle heels in the women's, you know, in a women's division. But the mystery of the fact that she hasn't said a word, I like a lot. And it kind of adds to her sexy mystique.
You think she's gonna smack Galli in the mouth?
I think he needs it. That little pencil neck geek. No, I like Joe. Everybody else likes to pick on him, but we get a quick update on Crockett Cup ticket sales, and of course, tickets are on sale now for the 2 days of Power tapings, which will be Monday. April 20th and Tuesday, April 21st. So if you're in the area, I know.
You say the first four rows or something were sold out.
Sold out in a minute.
You know, in a couple of minutes.
I know our good friend Chad Campbell from the North South Connection is looking to go to that show. So that'd be pretty cool. Maybe we can get Chad on. That following week's Power, Dr. G, and get a little live taste of what the building was like. We'll talk about the building.
Give him a little rub coming on to this great show.
Exactly, of course. Well, because Chad's a good guy. We like him. Speaking of the Gateway Center in Atlanta, we're going to go there next because they do an official press conference from the Gateway Center. Brand new building in College Park, suburb of Atlanta. It's a beautiful place. It's where the Atlanta Dream play. That's the WNBA team. And they do a little press conference. What's his name? Dave. Whatever that guy's name. I always forget his name. The one guy everybody forgets. And both Marty Scurll and Nick Aldis speak. And I mean, I got to tell you, Dr. G, I got to give the NWA a lot of credit. They are really building this Nick Aldis Marty Scurll match at the Crockett Cup. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna say Hogan Andre, but like to a lesser extent. This might be one of the most anticipated main events of any of the six promotions right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They've done a great job. I mean, I think both guys really work well together. And I think Nick Aldis, like we're saying, I think he's the best of all the champions right now. And I know I'm going to get probably some hate mail for saying that, but. That's just my opinion.
I think a lot of people agree with you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to maybe we'll have you on in this episode. But I think when we get to the midway point of the year, I think maybe on the main event, myself and Nate and Steve, maybe if you want to come on, Dr. G, maybe we'll kind of compare who the champions are at that moment in all the promotions, the, I guess, three champions in WWE, if you want to break down between Raw, between the WWE champion, the Universal champion, and the NXT champion, and then break down the NWA champion, the AEW champion, whoever the IWGP world champion is at that time, if it's still Naito, and then whoever the Impact champion is, if it's still Tessa, who knows. Anyway, we'll...
And I have to say, speaking of AEW, I know that's not an AEW show, but their stuff is picking up, too. I'm starting to enjoy that, too, I think.
I have to say that this was the first episode of Dynamite because of, because the TNT app never always works, and my streaming DVR is a little wonky, but... I did watch Dynamite this week, and it was pretty good. Jake cut a good promo, and I'm still not the biggest Moxley fan. I think he's still a whiny little bitch, but crying about being a victim when the guy was a fucking world champion in WWE. But I do like Jericho as a good heel. I like the Inner Circle. They have cool t-shirts. I like this triangle thing with Pac and the Lucha Brothers. There's some things about AEW I like. I like a lot. New Japan, of course, is in a weird place right now because of the Budweiser virus. Impact, I think, is a big show coming up. And then, of course, ROH is technically kind of working with the NWA. I think this big match at the Crockett Cup between Aldis and Marty Scurll is being talked about a lot.
I like the build-up. I like the little press conference kind of deal, showing the arena in the background. Kind of gives a little bit of that, bigger feel that the NWA is eventually, I think, going towards.
Right.
And, I would love to see this place be sold out and really just have a nice raucous crowd. And it's going to definitely be a different feel, for us who've been watching the new NWA in the last 6 months or whatever. This is going to be interesting to see how this is going to play out with them in a bigger building. Is there going to be music? How is the presentation going to be? That's what I think I'm looking forward to more than anything, is seeing how they're going to present this. Is it really going to have that big time feel to it? And I know they did the Crockett Cup last year and everything, and it had a nice feel to it, but this is like a big pay-per-view like this now under this kind of new way after they've done the whole studio show thing. Where they kind of revamped everything. So now I'm just interested to see how they're gonna play this off. And I think they'll do a good job. And it's going to be interesting to see how much money Billy Corgan really puts into this pay-per-view.
Right.
Listen, he may be doing this because he enjoys this, but in the end, it's all about the Benjamins out there. They got to, start making some money. So this is a chance for the NWA really to turn the corner and really start creating a vision.
Yeah.
And I know we're working on trying to get Dave Lagana on to.
That was a surprise. My God. Is there any kayfabe you don't keep anymore? My God.
No, it hasn't happened.
Yeah, but we wanted to surprise people. But yes, I have reached out to Dave Lagana.
Well, and we've spoken about this before. So, I mean, if we do get him, I'd love to ask him to see what the vision is, what the next steps are for the NWA, if he wants to talk about that. But I'm really, really excited about this. This to me is going to be the turning point for this company, is this pay-per-view.
I think so,
to
too.
Really show where the...
Because last year, Crockett Cup last year was a big deal. But last year it was ROH's show with NWA tagging on it. Now it's in reverse. So I think that's the one thing that people need to remember ROH was calling the shots a year ago. Now it's NWA.
Exactly. You know you're gonna get a surprise. There will be some kind of surprise.
Oh, I would hope so. So anyway, so they do the presser at the Gateway Center. We have this weird segment with. This puppet called Little Question. And he starts talking to Question Mark about the Mongrovian flag. And then it's really just a quick little kind of promo to pimp the Mongrovian flag, which you can buy on NationalWrestlingAlliance.com on the shop page. So It's got an aardvark and a, the fuck is it, an ostrich? I don't know, some other weird animal on the flag. So it's kind of cool. We get a clip from last week when Trevor Murdoch beat the question mark and then got jumped and beat up by the national champion, the national champion Aaron Shooter Stevens. Speaking of Shooter Stevens, he's joined by Dave Marquez and the question mark. And they go on this whole thing about wanting more championships. But the best part about this promo that made me laugh my ass off at my desk was that he kept saying belts. I have the national belt. The question mark and I want to get the tag team belts. And he kept staring at the camera saying belts. Why? Because there was this whole Twitter thing going on with Sam Roberts that I don't know why they call them belts. They're championships. Belts are what you wear on your pants. First off, Sam Roberts, you're a stupid, brainless leprechaun. Shut up and go back to your bad, unlistenable SiriusXM show and the WWE pre-shows that nobody watches. All right, so nobody gives a shit what you think, you little twerp. They're belts. They've been belts for fucking 100 years. I don't even care if Vince doesn't call them belts. They're fucking belts. You put them around your waist, you snap them, they stay on. They're called belts. So anyway, Aaron Stevens just kept saying belts, belts, belts. I was laughing my ass off. It was so funny.
He's a great interview anyway.
He really is. He really is. So he calls out the Rock and Roll Express. Well, out come Ricky and Robert and talking about, you know, wanting to put over legends or legend. And, you know, he's making snarky old people jokes in the middle of it.
Oh, I love it.
Typical good Aaron Stevens promo. And
He even made Ricky Morton smile a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was pretty funny. So in the next episode of Power, the Rock and Roll Express will take on Aaron Stevens and question mark. So that'll be a pretty good little tag.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that tag teams, because right now I think you're going to see, because right now we're not quite sure. The only match, obviously, the only two things announced for the Crockett Cup is the world title match between Aldis and Marty, and the tournament, which we don't know who's in it, and we'll get to that later on in the show as well, about the who's going to be, which tag team is going to be in this year's Crockett Cup tournament. So other than that, we don't know. Like, you know, will Zicky Dice defend, if he's still the champion, will he defend the TV title? Will Aaron Stevens defend the national title? Will Eli, Drake, and James Storm, if they're champions at the end of the show, will they defend the belts at the Crockett Cup, or will they be in the Crockett Cup? So that kind of stuff we don't know about yet as we get closer, then they start leading the card.
I'm thinking maybe it's going to be maybe two, the most three singles matches, and then the rest is going to be the tournament. That's my guess anyway. I could be wrong.
Well,
what do you think?
It depends how many teams come from ROH. We'll get to this. I want to wait till we get to that segment in the show, because we have Sean Mooney later in the program talks about some future stuff pertaining to the Crockett Cup in terms of announcements and stuff. And there's a big one that I was really excited about when I saw it on the screen. So we'll get a match between them next on the next episode of Power. We get a shop promo, the first of the two we usually get on the show, but they tag on the end of it, Dr. G, that a few NWA superstars will be at WrestleCon, which is, of course, WrestleMania weekend.
Are you gone?
Steinbrenner Field, where some fucking jerk-off team plays in the spring. I'm sorry, I got to say it the way that D'Amato says, some fucking scumbags are playing. No, I'm kidding. We are going. I'm going to be going on Saturday to WrestleCon. Nick Aldis will be there.
With some of the NWA guys while you're there.
I think I'm going to. I think the champ's going to be there, although I think he may only be there on Friday.
That's not the NWA Power Recap cards.
That's right, the Power Recap cards. Pass out magnets. Stu Bennett will be there. I think Ricky Starks will be there. I'm not sure who else. Maybe Camille. Also on that weekend, Nick Aldis, I think it's Saturday night. I think it's ROH's like WrestleMania weekend show, whatever it's called. Aldis will be defending the Sweet Charlotte, the world's heavyweight title, against a wrestler of his choosing. It has now been announced that that guy is PCO, who is now the former ROH champion. I think this past weekend, Roosh beat him back. So Roosh is now a two-time ROH heavyweight champion. Nick Aldis cost PCO the match. So I think we may get a PCO sighting Dr. G in the next, possibly in the next few episodes of Power. Because
that'd be cool.
Because not only are we talking Aldis and Marty Skrull, but it is being extended to Strictly Business versus Villain Enterprises. And that'll be awesome because I like PCO. Of course, for those that don't know, PCO is Jean-Pierre Lafitte, former Quebecer and former pirate who stole Bret Hart's jacket. So there will be a few NWA guys at the Steinbrenner Field Concourse. You think there's a statue of him there too? Kind of like the one at Yankee Stadium? You think there's a statue of him too?
There should be if there's not.
Yeah, if there's not, fucking jerks.
But I think you definitely need to hook up with some of these guys. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, if I see them on that Saturday, you bet your butt I will. Absolutely. I don't think Aldis will be there. I thought I saw the thing say that he was only going to be there Friday. So sadly, I'm going to miss our world champion.
And you're going to bring back a present for your NWA co-host, right?
Present. What do you want? You want a Mongrovian flag? Is that what you want? You're going to fly the Mongrovian flag? You think there's councils in Mongrovia? You think they're Catholic? Anyway, all right, we're going off this.
Whatever Aaron Stevens says.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going off the rails here. Anyway, we get another video recap of last week with the ladies at the end of the show with Melina and Camille and Thunder Rosa. Then we get a fun little match here, Dr. G. It's called they call it the Last Chance Match, and it's actually Tornado-style rules. It is a tag match. It is the Dawsons taking on the team of Caleb Conley, who we've seen, wrestle a few singles matches, and C.W. Anderson. You remember him? He wrestled in the TV tournament, I think, in the qualifiers. And, of course, he used to be in ECW. Anyway, the big thing out of this is the loser of this match, their NWA contract immediately expires. So it's almost like a loser-leave-town match. Now the Dawsons have kind of been, they were very active early on in the process, but they've seemed to have kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. We don't see them as much on TV, as we did. It's a pretty good match. Good back and forth. Caleb Conley and C.W. Anderson are good hands. And in 4 minutes and 37 seconds, they actually get the win. So the Dawsons contract is terminated. What do you think of that? Is that like their kayfabe way of leaving the promotion? Are we seeing the end of the Dawsons? I think maybe they'll switch over to ROH or something. Interesting.
Yeah, it's that was definitely interesting. I honestly was actually kind of shocked by it. I didn't think they were going to lose that match. What about you?
No, I didn't think either. I was actually a little stunned myself. I did not think that they were going to lose. I thought that, although I don't know if, I mean, maybe it was a hand tipping that them being in the match was kind of the thing. But I like C.W. Anderson. I liked him in ECW. So, and I think the tag team division's needs to grow a little bit, but at the same time, I have a feeling we're going to get an influx. So, interesting. Maybe they're going to head off to ROH and do Nick Aldis's bidding. We'll see. But I was a little surprised. Match was fun. Again, your time was 4 minutes and 37 seconds. It was fun. Fun little match. So Caleb Conley and C.W. Anderson will be continuing to be in the NWA. Maybe they'll get new contracts. We get a clip of last week when the Pope bought off the bouncers, turned them heel, and they beat the shit out of your boy Eddie Kingston. We get another promo about the Crockett Cup and the power tapings that'll be taking place the following 2 days. So just a reminder, the Crockett Cup is Sunday night, April 19th, and then they'll have 2 days of power tapings in the studio on Monday, April 20th, and Tuesday, April 21st. So. We now go to, and here's the big news, Sean Mooney for our NWA Power Update. So guess what, Dr. G? The first bit of news that I'm going to give you is, in the immortal words of Shawn Michaels to Sid, the night after WrestleMania 11. Next week, we're getting
the night off.
There will be no Power this week. Sean Mooney announces that on Tuesday night at 6:05 on YouTube, there will be two episodes, episodes 2 and 3 of The Circle Squared, which, of course, he hosts. And that is, of course, kind of their version of Tough Enough, where we get to see some up-and-comers or some newcomers come in and try to make an impact, no pun intended, in the NWA. Can they stick around? So have a match, cut promos, etc. What'd you think of the first episode? I think it's a pretty good show. I think it's a good concept.
Yeah, it is a pretty good concept. A little something different.
Yep.
You know, it's a chance for them to find some new talents.
Yep. I agree.
And integrate them into the regular roster.
Yep, I agree 100%. I think it's good for the company. So that'll be – so this coming Tuesday at 6:05 will not be an episode of Power. There will be two episodes because the episodes of Circle Squared are about 25 minutes. They're not long. So there'll be episodes 2 and 3 of Circle Squared. So, Dr. G, we will not have a show next – 1 week from today, or if you're listening to this on Saturday.
I know you all miss us. But.
I know you will. The pleasure is always yours. But there will not be an episode. There will not be a Power recap episode next week. But in 2 weeks, Dr. G, on Tuesday, the 17th of March, will be the debut episode of NWA Superpower, which is kind of a. I bet you it's a mega episode. I bet you the episode's 2 hours. But we've got a lot of. There's a lot of big things going on in that episode, including listen to this big tag team main event. Ready for this? Nick Aldis and Tom Latimer. This is almost like I would consider this the NWA's version of like Saturday Night's main event, leading up to or Clash of the Champions. That's what I let's do that. Let's use the right terminology. It's almost like the current version of like a Clash of the Champions leading up to a pay per view. Nick Aldis and Tom Latimer will take on Marty Scurll and Brody King in a tag team match in 2 weeks on the big episode of Superpower. On Tuesday, March 17th, on the YouTube channel at 6:05. Also, it was mentioned earlier on, not only will Camille supposedly speak for the first time, but, Doctor, she'll be making her in-ring debut on that show. So
that'll be fun.
And I believe that's where we'll also have our match that was talked about earlier between the Rock and Roll Express and the team of Aaron Shooter Stevens and question mark. So no Power this coming week, but a Superpower next week. Before we continue on, Dr. G, what are your thoughts? I was talking about this with somebody at work today. I kept saying the word power. Do you like the fact that NWA is kind of using that as like their sting word? Like power. When you think of power, the NWA wants you to think of them when you see the word power. That's why every show seems to have power in it. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I haven't really... How do you feel?
They're overdoing it? Do you think they're overusing it? I don't think so. I like the. Let's put it this way. I like the fact that if they're calling the show Superpower, then I'd like to think the show may be a little longer, maybe 2 hours. You know, so maybe it's something different.
Well, you know what? This is where their exposure is. You know, because they're not on a network. So they're relying on the social media and the YouTube. So I guess you have to, you know, find other ways and get creative in getting the word out. So maybe it's not such a bad thing. Mm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all. I think it's kind of their catchword. You know what I mean? I think in the wrestling fandom right now, when you hear the word power, you think of the NWA. So I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a good marketing.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. They're using that word to help brand. And, you know, again, you have, you know, Dynamite, you have Raw, you know.
Yep.
Now you have Power, you know.
Yep, I agree. So
I'm excited to see what the show is going to be about and see how they're going to go about doing it, if it's going to be a different look or it's going to be a different feel or, you know.
I definitely have a feeling it's – I think the fact that they're calling it Superpower, I have a feeling it's going to be 2 hours. So so not only will we be back in 2 weeks, but this episode might be a little longer than your normal Power recap because the show might be longer. It might be like kind of the length of our of our pay-per-view reaction shows. So stay tuned for that. Mooney also announced, Sean, the rest of the stuff going on for the rest of the month of March as we head towards the Crockett Cup. There'll be big powers. There will be, I believe, if I saw it right, Dr. G, there will be the debut episode of Power Surge, which is that roundtable show, will be coming at some point in the next few weeks. And ready for this?
I'm looking forward to that as well.
What's that?
I'm looking forward to that show too.
Yeah, I think it's a good show. Yeah, I think it's good. I think it'll give, you know, they could talk about the storylines, talk about the characters, and I think it'd be a good addition. I don't know when they'll do that. I don't know if that'll be a secondary block on YouTube, but the big thing, and it's not really big, but I think it's pretty exciting because it's like it really makes a big deal out of it. There's actually going to be, now there was no date announced for it. There's actually going to be a Crockett Cup selection show.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I think that's going to be cool. So we'll have it'll be like with
YouTube and all this stuff now, doing it on YouTube and everything. They could just kind of do any kind of show they want to do whenever they want to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
And again, this is their chance to. Again, the main goal is to get people and to purchase the pay per view, the Crockett Cup pay per view. So you have to find creative ways and different ways to get everybody to tune in, and they're doing that with, you know, hey, let's watch a selection show. So now that's kind of exciting. Okay, let's see what teams are going to be in it. Now, you know, we're going to get teams from ROH. You know, you'll have a Legends team, kind of like the Rock and Roll Express. I like it. What do you think? We think we should have like a little, we should have some wings and beer.
A little pool. Exactly. Do it live from somewhere, right? And then maybe do some $5 pools. So Mooney, Sean did not announce when that'll be, but at some point in the next, probably the next 3 weeks, I would think we will have a Crockett Cup selection show on YouTube. And maybe, Dr. G, that might be the first time that they stream something live on YouTube. Maybe they'll do a live stream of the selection show. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
So that was the big news from Mooney, from Sean Mooney, is that two more episodes of the Circle Squared this coming week. Then the week after, we'll have a superpower episode. So I bet you it's power just times two. I have a feeling it'll be a two-hour episode. Maybe they'll stream that live. Who knows? In any event, big announcements about NWA programming in the next several weeks leading up as we head towards the Gateway Center in College Park, Georgia on Sunday night, April 19th. Joe Galli is with Mae Valentine and Sal Rinaldo, her BFF. And they talk about the vlog and all that, and she's wearing lingerie or something, which is kind of strange. And she's thinking of Joe Galli says she should do a live vlog. So she goes over to the crowd, she picks up her phone, does like selfies. Well, of course, out comes her jealous boyfriend, Royce Isaacs, who for some reason still is pissed off about Sal Rinaldo and actually threatens to break his other arm because his arm is in – for those who know, of course, Sal Rinaldo's right arm is in a sling. And the jealous, Randy Savage-ish Royce Isaacs is threatening to break Sal Rinaldo's other arm. So
– I like how he's just standing on his arms.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And he was just going to, like, snap it with his foot. I thought it was pretty cool. He doesn't. Mae Valentine grabs Sal, and they run off, and Royce looks all pissed off. So that's a cute little kind of sidebar storyline going on within Strictly Business. You got to have that kind of stuff. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're thinking to ourselves, wow, you know, we got all this schlocky stuff. But you know what? If it maybe brings a few female viewers, maybe our one of our big fans, the NWA Kid – maybe that's something she might like, or maybe some of our female fans may dig the soap opera-ish aspect of things. Who knows? You know, maybe it's something that they'll get into.
It's a little storyline.
Yeah, so it's a good side thing.
Sure. They get recycled.
Right.
Pro wrestling is. It's just a matter of, you know, make it your own and how the wrestlers involved Mauled, because Mauled really pull it off, and you know, I just think that's just the way that, you know, I don't know, I like it. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, it's fun. It's a fun little thing. I agree too.
I think, you know, you gotta have these little sidebar storylines, because you're gonna have everybody fighting for a championship, so you have to have some kind of you know, feud that's going on, you know, kind of like the old days, and you know, just to keep the fans interest, and also keep you know, some of the other characters until they make their chance to become in the title picture, you know, and just to fill it in around the card, you know, or around the show that you're creating.
No, absolutely. It's gonna be a big deal. I mean, just to think about it, last year's Crockett Cup card in Concord, North Carolina. Again, that was a co-brand also with ROH. ROH was kind of the more prevalent brand. I mean, that was a two-disc DVD. So it was a big show. And with all the tag matches and other stuff. Speaking of DVDs, nice segue to the shop promo again. See, I'm not stupid. I know what I'm doing. We go back to the shop promo, and they show off some of the auction stuff. And again, mention that there'll be some guys down at WrestleCon in Tampa. I hope to run into
I don't know. Your other co-hosts don't think you know what you're doing, so I don't know what's going on.
Steve Willie doesn't think. Are you really bad mouthing Steve Willie? No one bad mouths.
You know what? I'm a heel. Haven't you learned?
Well, they know that. But Nate likes you, the Godfather and the Doctor. I need a Doctor and a Godfather in my life. So everybody does, actually. So anyway, so if you're in Tampa, WrestleMania weekend, find us. We'll be around. We'll be making the most noise. And if you're going to WrestleCon, walk up to the NWA gang. If you see them, Stu Bennett. And if you're there on Friday, just find Nick Aldis and just, you know, let them know that you're watching, let them know that you're enjoying it, because I mean, they've been fantastic. And since Power launched in October, the NWA has really been pushing it.
And then you tell them how great the Power recap show is too.
Yes. Let all those and everybody likes the kid. We like the kid too.
Of course.
So anyway, and they got a lot of stuff on the shop promo, including the Mongrovian flag. All right, back to the interview table. Dave is with the Pope. He talks about last week, of course, when he sold out when he got the bouncers to sell out.
Well, I'll tell you, the Pope is coming up there as one of the better heels, though, in the NWA.
Let me tell you something. The heel situation in the promotion right now is really good. It's very.
How did he not make it in WWE? He's phenomenal. On the mic.
Elijah Burke, when he was Elijah Burke, and he was pretty good in WWE. It was, you know what it was? It was the ECW thing and the new breed and that whole. And he had guys like, you know, Kevin Thorne and all those other. It wasn't really him. It was people around him. And then he thrived in Impact as D'Angelo De Niro. And no, he's solid. He's really solid. Which takes us to our main event, because the Pope got the bouncers what they wanted. A world tag team title shot. So in comes our tag team champions, Eli Drake, and the Cowboy, James Storm, complete with beer bottle. I don't think he's worried about the coronavirus. And no. They will defend their world tag team titles against the Bouncers. And, of course, who escorts the champions to the ring but Eddie Kingston. So, of course, that continues well. He starts jaw-jacking with the Pope. This was definitely one of the more athletic matches we've had. I mean, obviously, Eli Drake and James Storm are studs. But let me tell you something. For a couple of almost 400-pound guys, one guy, I think the bigger dude's over 400 pounds, they move pretty well.
They do.
They move pretty well, I have to say. You know?
They do. I like them.
Yeah, they're a good couple of guzzlers. But a good back and forth. Crowd was into it. Hey, look, Zicky Dice won at the beginning of the show, so you never know.
Exactly. It's, you know, they don't do title changes every week, but, you know, it's nice to get one every once in a while. So then, obviously, you get another title match. The fans are hoping to see another title.
Exactly. And this was the longest match of the night. 8 minutes and 9 seconds. It was a great back and forth. And indeed, after the big elbow finish at the end, Eli Drake and James Storm retain their tag team championships. After that comes Eddie Kingston. He draws a imaginary line in the sand, no pun intended, and calls out the Pope to get in the ring. The Pope was about to take his vest off, and he says, and walks off just as we go off the air. Just as we go off the air. And then the credits roll, and we are done with episode 20 of NWA Power. Nice, neat,
again,
and tidy.
They set up that, you know, they set up that with the Pope, you know, you kind of just keep that storyline going, kind of set things up for the next show.
Yep, exactly. Also, I think we are going to see some type of gimmick match between Eddie Kingston and the Pope at the Crockett Cup. So that's what I'm hoping for. Because Eddie Kingston needs, first of all, he needs a big win. And it needs to be something violent.
How about
a
dog collar match? What do you think?
That would be awesome. Oh, you really want to harken back, huh? That would be great. So overall, good episode as usual.
Yeah, I think so.
It was pretty good. Continuing good promotion. I love Mooney's role. Continuing to promote. Getting ready for April 19th in College Park, Georgia, the Crockett Cup. I like seeing the inside of the arena. That the place that that's going
to
be.
That got me psyched up. And, you know, I have to say, I mean, maybe it's just because you know it's different and it's new. I really there hasn't been an episode I haven't enjoyed since they've gone to this power format, but I mean some are better than others, but I thought this this one did a nice job setting up the main event at the Crockett Cup.
Yep.
You know, kind of having the tag team champs defend their belts, having a title change. So it was a nice, well-rounded show. And I think it makes you look forward. It makes me look forward to next week.
Right.
Which is what they want.
Exactly. So, the things are looking good. We are on the road to the Crockett Cup in College Park, Georgia. Also mentioned, by the way, my apologies, also mentioned by Sean Mooney in the report, for those like you and I, Dr. G, that will be watching it on pay-per-view, it'll be up for purchase on Fight TV this coming Monday. So if you're listening to this, when it dropped on Saturday morning, this coming Monday, the 9th, there'll be a special pre-order price, and it'll be up for a full month. So from March 9th to April 9th, you'll be able to pre-order the Crockett Cup pay-per-view at a
discount. And make sure you
price.
Take advantage of it and buy that pay-per-view. It's worth it. We bought the last one. We enjoyed it. You'll enjoy
last
it.
Two. We bought last into two, the fire and hard times. Yeah. I got my
make
fight bucks.
Make sure you support the NWA. We want to see the NWA stay around. We want a little bit of an alternative sometimes from the bigger companies. And this is the company to go to. Support that pay-per-view. Go out there and do it. I don't get paid by them. I don't work for them. I'm just telling you, from my opinion, you will enjoy it. You will not be you will not be sorry that you did it.
I agree. So this coming Monday, March 9th, depending when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this after March 9th, then go to fight.tv now, and you can pre-order the Crockett Cup, and they'll have a special price between March 9th and April 9th. So check out all of the Doctors of My shows on the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which is loaded with great stuff, the Place to Be Nation pop feed, of course, the Jenny Position, as well as the new feed up, Divide and Conquer. We're taking over the podcast world, so the more feeds, the better. My PIC, JR, and Chad with the North-South Connection. And all of the great programming they have there. That's where you'll find Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, Jeff Learns Wrestling, the ECW Extreme Three-Way, and lots of other great content. In fact, he just had an interview up with his good friend John Walters, who I know very well, and I've interviewed. And I talked to him on a past Place B podcast. So check that out over on that on the podcast feed. We got a lot of great stuff. All the great podcast feeds, of course, placebnation.com, your home for everything pop culture. We're doing the sports logos tournament right now on the Facebook page. The Yankees eked out a win over the Cardinals in the first round. I voted for the Yankees, just to let you know.
You did?
I did. Even though I think Andy put the wrong one up. I think he put the NY instead of the ball. I was breaking his balls about it the other day. I break his balls about it, a lot of stuff, but he's a good guy. So check out all of our great stuff. So just a reminder, we will not be here next week. There will not be a Power recap next dropping on Saturday morning, because Power is off this week. They're gonna premiere the next two episodes of NWA Circle Squared. We'll be back in 2 weeks, Saturday, the 21st, and we will officially recap the inaugural episode of Superpower, which will be on St. Patrick's Day, actually, Tuesday the 17th, on the YouTube channel. So check that out in 2 weeks. For myself, he's the doctor. You're not. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Ciao.